What would you give to increase sales by 8% at your restaurant? Restaurants leveraging the power of Yelp Guest Manager paired with Yelp Ads enjoy up to an 8% monthly lift in diner bookings through Yelp. It makes sense, right? Millions of people use Yelp every day to find restaurants, and they're using that same trusted platform to book reservations and add themselves to wait lists. Your restaurant could be busier today. To learn more, visit restaurants.yelp.com/podcast or call 877-571-9357 and quote podcast. Yelp internal data 2021. Based on average results from a sample study of restaurants with guest manager that purchased Yelp ads between April and July 2021 in Los Angeles, San Francisco, and New York City. Results may vary. Welcome to Restaurant Marketing School. I'm Josh Koppel, a Michelin-rated restaurateur. Together with Chip Close, we're unpacking the tools and tactics used by million-dollar marketing agencies to help you grow your restaurant. Join us daily for a marketing tip you can use in your restaurant today. Today we're talking about how to wow your guests.
So you said something on yesterday's episode that leads so beautifully into this, right? About wowing your guests, right? We thought you'd think this was cool, right? Like coming at from this idea of like, we thought it was cool. Maybe you think it's cool. Giving people a shorthand to talk about you. Here's the thing. They're going to talk about you. We have no idea what they're going to say. Unless you provide them with the vocabulary, the shorthand with which to talk about you. And again, the great restaurants out there, the very best restaurants out there, give you things to talk about. They tell you, this is what you'll probably want to talk about. This is probably something you're going to want to take a picture of. I was out in Vegas a couple of months back, and I ordered like a riff on an aviation at the bar. And it was like, there was like a cloud that was going to go into the glass. And literally the bartender said, she's like, you might want to film this. Like, this is really cool. Like, it wasn't put upon. She was just like, I'm not going to do this again. This is really cool. And she was absolutely right. It was awesome. So it begs the question, number one, how do you wow your guests? Because people don't talk about things that they're not impressed by, right? People talk about remarkable things, Seth Godin tells us, right? So how do you wow your guests? And I always love to look at other restaurants that do this and do this really well. Go back to fine dining because it's where my roots are. It's also the easiest example because we see it on TV. We see it on documentaries. It's on social media. I always use the example of Alinea, right? So Grant Achatz was the first one who ever put a bowl, right? Put steak in a bowl, which number one, it's pretty obnoxious to try to cut steak in a bowl. But he put steak in a bowl and put it on a pillow. And he punched little holes with a syringe and put like rosemary air inside there, right? So when you cut your steak, the bowl moves. And so you have to really focus on what you're doing. So number one, he's bringing all the attention into what you're actually doing in this moment, right? He's forcing presence upon the diner, which speaks exactly to what this restaurant, Alinea, you know, out in Chicago, 3 Michelin stars. It's what that restaurant is all about, right? And when you press down, it pushes some of the air out. And so not only is what you're tasting and the texture, but also the smell in the air while you're doing that. He's the first person that was bold enough, crazy enough to put steak in a bowl on a pillow and invited you to eat that. And you know what? It's what you talk about. Or like the balloons at the end, right? So he made sugar balloons, filled them with helium. Famously, if you watch the Netflix documentary, they spent like 2 years trying to figure out how to do it. How do you get helium into a sugar balloon? And so here you're at this very expensive, very sort of precious experience. And there's this little flare of whimsy at the end of the meal, right? And so all these people who just spent, I don't know, hundreds, thousands of dollars on their meal are then sucking helium through the sugar, through the side of the balloon, saying things in really weird voices, filming each other doing it in one of the toughest reservations to get in the world, you know, and being silly, like there's silliness at the end. And that speaks to what that restaurant is all about. That we went to the lengths to figure this out, and we couldn't imagine a better way to end this experience. And there's so many different examples of that. And all you have to do is figure out what your version is and how you can do it, how you can get people to be wowed. I've never seen anything like that.
Well, you set the bar really high with that example, but I think at the end, you really brought it back to the actionable information, which is ultimately that you define what that is for you. And it's really, really easy to do because you're the one that gets to set the expectation for the customer, giving yourself the opportunity to exceed it. I think that Will Gadara really mastered this at 11 Madison Park in the way that he set the expectation that we're here to surprise and delight and entertain. And then he followed through, but he had this arsenal at his disposal, right? Because it was such a broad way of defining it that it was based on each individual's expectations and needs coming in. And that led to, you know, having a horse-drawn carriage outside. And there were 1,000 other little things that he did that mattered just as much as that moment.
So let me give you an example, because again, I'm often guilty of just using the high-end, really fancy version of this, but let's go all the way down. Five Guys Burgers. Burgers and fries have been around forever and ever and ever and ever. And they're the first guys that said, hey, we serve double cheeseburgers. Whoa, I get a double cheeseburger. I don't have to order it. I actually have to ask to downgrade. I automatically get more than I bargained for. Again, exceeding the guest expectation. And guess what? They gave away free peanuts. Hey, this is fun while you're waiting for your food. It's like it brings nostalgia back in. It reminds you of being back at the ballpark with your parents. And so even at the very low end level, right? Quick service, fast food. These guys figured out a way to exceed the guests' expectations. And it wasn't that hard. It just took a bunch of smart, creative, passionate people getting in a room together and say, hey, how could we do things differently?
What we did in my fine dining restaurant, and it served multiple purposes, was at the end of every meal, we would give everyone these small mason jars. And we said we were a Southern concept, and we had these frozen daiquiri machines downstairs. And we said, this is a lagniappe, which is kind of built into Southern Louisiana culture. It loosely translates to a little something extra. So we wanted to give you this to show that we care. Take this mason jar downstairs, and you can fill it with a free sample of any one of the daiquiris you want to try. And everybody loved it. And so we were able to wow guests with that.
Love it.
But the ancillary benefit was that they got off the table, right?
Yeah.
And we were able to turn tables significantly faster than we could otherwise, like giving them a reason to get up, but also giving them a reason to talk about. And I'll tell you, man, 6 years down the road, we had people that hadn't been in 5 years, and they said, oh, you guys still doing those lagniappes?
Yep.
It matters.
It does matter, and it takes so little. Again, we spend so much time talking about the things that people don't immediately think of. I almost never talk about like the fun, creative stuff, because I trust that people I work with, the chefs I work with, can come up with really great, inventive, creative, delicious food. And all. But what you have to do is take the time, challenge yourself to sit down and say, okay, how can we do this, but just do this a little bit differently? How do we do this better? How do we go above and beyond? And again, how do we exceed the expectations? You got to understand what's the expectation that's set when they walk in the room, and then how do you exceed that?
If you want to hear previous episodes or check out our other content, go to restaurants.yelp.com/marketing school. Thank you so much for listening to the show. You can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. While you're there, please leave us a review. I'm Josh Koppel, and you've been listening to Restaurant Marketing School.